Where in the Bible will I find just who are the priests of God? Hello, everyone. I'm Jim Dearman, and for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. The priests of the Old Testament were all males and were all Levites. They served in the house of God, which at that time was the tabernacle or temple. Jesus nailed the old law to the cross and became the high priest over the house of God, the church, as recorded in Hebrews chapters 4 through 9. Peter states that saints are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices by Jesus Christ. And again, he wrote, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." 1 Peter 2, 5-9. Where is this service to be performed? Surely it is to be in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. 1 Timothy 3:15. Now, was this written for men only? Listen to what Paul wrote in Romans 12:1. "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." All Bible students contend that this embraced the women also. Brethren here is used generically, including both men and women. Paul acknowledged that which saints at Philippi had sent to him while he was imprisoned, saying it was an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice, acceptable, well-pleasing to God. Philippians 4:18. Now, no Christian would suggest that the women had no part in this spiritual incense offered in the house of God. John wrote, "Unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father." Revelation 1, verses 5 and 6. Do you think that only men are included in this benediction? You see, one serves as a priest in the house of God when he or she offers up spiritual sacrifice in the church. Paul forbids women to preach or teach when Christian men are present. They are not to usurp authority over the man, 1 Timothy 2:11 and 12. But all are Christians, and all are saints, and therefore all, men and women alike, are priests of God.